Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 8th of August 2021 is Shoom. Shoom was a weekly all-nighter dance music event held at 4 nightclubs in London, England, between September 1987 and early 1990. It is widely credited with initiating the acid house movement in the UK. Shoom was founded by Danny Rampling, then an unknown DJ and record producer, and managed by his wife Jenny. It began at a 300-capacity basement gym on Southwark Street in South London. By May 1988, its growing popularity necessitated a move to the larger Raw venue on Tottenham Court Road, central London, and a switch from Saturday to Thursday nights. Later relocations were to the Park Nightclub, Kensington and Busby's venue on Charing Cross Road. The early nights featured Danny Rampling and Terry Farley as the in-house DJs, playing a mixture of Chicago house and Detroit techno, mixed with contemporary pop and post-punk music. The club favored modern, minimalist architectural interior designs, filled with strawberry-scented smoke machines and strobe lights. Its musical and visual culture evolved around the hallucinogenic drug LSD and MDMA, a psychoactive commonly known in the UK as ecstasy or E. Over time, regular guest DJs included Carl Cox, Mark Moore, and Andrew Weatherall. Within weeks of its opening, far more people were trying to get into Shoom than the venue could hold. The Ramplings were forced to adopt a strict entrance policy, Jenny taking on the unpopular role of doorman. Shoom closed early in 1990, shortly after open drug use at the club began to attract police attention. By this time, electronic music had crossed into the mainstream as the heavier sounding rave style became popular, making Shoom appear outdated. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:32 UTC on Sunday, the 8th of August 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Shoom. This podcast is produced by Arbals May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbals May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.